Business is business, but there comes a time when ethics mean that it's time to reassess certain relationships. That's the case with some American universities when it comes to China. Cornell University recently announced that it was ending one of its partnerships with a major Chinese university after the school cracked down on student protesters. In a recent commentary for Foreign Policy magazine, Eli Friedman laid out a case for universities to take another look at their connections with China. Friedman is a professor at Cornell University's Industrial and Labor Relations School.
The way it works is, or the way it has worked, is that we send 8 to 12 students each year there for a short period of time in the summer. They go for about a month. And following that, in the fall semester, Renmin would send a smaller number of students, but for a longer period of time. The labor school there at Renmin is oftentimes considered the best place to study labor relations in China. And so by many accounts, it was a successful program.
And what's happened that has made you pull the plug on the whole thing?
So in order to understand the problematic actions that Renmin took, I got to take us a step back to June and July of this year when a labor conflict broke out at a factory in Shenzhen in southern China. Companies called JASIC Technologies, and they produce welding equipment. Students were coming from all over the country to support the workers. The police cracked down on this event, and all of the students who are currently enrolled in universities were detained briefly and then released. Some other people were disappeared, and we still haven't heard from them, and some people were given legal charges. When I saw that Renmin students were going and that the university was beginning to take some steps that I found problematic, then I began to pay attention.
What steps were the Chinese officials taking?
They sent messages to students that were mildly threatening, saying, you know, don't go to Shenzhen or don't go to Guangdong province. The thing that happened when I realized that something had to be done was when the university was complicit in the kidnapping of a student.
The kidnapping of a Renmin student who was an activist around these labor issues?
That's right. Her name is Yang Shuhan. She had gone to Shenzhen. She had been supporting the workers. After she was released, she went back to her parents' home, which is in Kunming, which is a city in southwestern China. The whole time she was there, she was closely followed by security agents. Then when she tried to go to the train station to catch a train back to Beijing to return to Renmin, she was detained against her will and essentially put under a form of extra legal house arrest. There were no legal charges.
Do you want Cornell to reevaluate all its connections to Renmin outside of labor relations? And are you suggesting that Cornell as a whole and other universities take a pause and reevaluate?
I'm not advocating that all programs need to be suspended. No, certainly not. I think it's important to stay engaged in China in some sorts of ways. But basically, since the student protest in 1989 in China, that of course ended with the Tiananmen massacre, once foreign universities began trying to re-engage China, there's been this acknowledgement that Chinese universities are in some ways fundamentally different from foreign universities. They are under the control of the Communist Party. The hope has just kind of been like, well, we'll sort it out down the line. And I think for a long time that was okay because China actually was in a period of sort of gradual, uneven, but, you know, gradual opening up. But what's happened over the past 5 years is a clear deterioration of academic freedom that is really quite serious.
How has Renmin University responded?
They've not responded to us directly.
How is Cornell responding to your call that the whole university really reevaluate?
There have been a lot of discussions, I will say that, within Cornell and with colleagues at many other universities around the world. There are as yet no other programs at Cornell that are taking the same steps.
In these recent months with the Jamal Khashoggi murder and Saudi Arabia kind of being the doghouse country that everybody's supposed to reevaluate, did that make you think, hey, everybody, there's other countries and let's look at China, too, that we're sort of not focusing on something that's right in front of us?
There's two separate issues that we have to keep in mind here. There's a question of the sort of more narrow sort of violations of professional ethics that universities are engaged in. And when those become such a severe problem that you want to disengage, and that's what we did. There's another question when, you know, the government is engaged in human rights violations on such a scale that the university has to make a decision to just disengage from that country altogether. And I think that with Saudi Arabia, we're more seeing the sort of the latter discussion, right, given their role in Yemen and then, of course, with the murder. We have not yet had that conversation about China, but China now has maybe a million ethnic minorities in concentration camps. So, you know, that might need to be a conversation that we begin to have.
Eli Friedman is a professor at Cornell University in New York. Thanks a lot, Eli.
It's been my pleasure.